Good morning, children of God. Welcome to Creation for Kids and Miss Nancy back to start and continue what our investigation into the Word of God and His creation reveals. We left off on day 6 in the creation of land, animals, and man. God told us He gave us green things for food. And then, starting in chapter 2 and verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in their vast array. By day 7, God had finished the work He had been doing, so on the 7th day He rested from His work. And God blessed the 7th day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. And here we will begin, we will finish, as we look at day 7. By the 7th day He had finished all He had done, and He blessed the 7th day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating He had done. That is a very special day indeed. For thousands of years, followers of God have celebrated a day set apart for each week for rest and worship. Many Christians gather around the world at least once a week to sing and praise God together, share His word, pray, and worship God together. Many of us go to church on Sunday. That's God's day of rest. God rested and made that day holy because He rested. Hebrews 1:10 says, "In the beginning, O Lord, You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Your hands." He did this, and then He rested on day 7. Thank You, God, for Your creation. It is Yours for us to borrow while living here on earth. Amen. Have a blessed day.